Hello, and welcome to the MSN Cars Verdict Podcast for the British International Motor Show. So, just what did we think of the show? And should you pop along to XL in London's Docklands before it closes August 3rd? Well, we came, we saw, and we went away thoroughly worn out. But that's not a bad thing. There is simply so much to see and do at the British International Motor Show, you simply must make a day of it. Starting with the cars themselves, the show has taken over two huge halls in the XL Exhibition Centre. It's not so big that you need a pack horse to carry the necessary supplies, but you should certainly feel like you are getting value for money. The vast majority of all the major manufacturers are in attendance, and you probably already know about some of the show's stopping stars. Take the Vauxhall Insignia. The show represents the full international launch for this car, and who knew the Vectra replacement would ever look so good? With several displayed on the stand, you'll have every opportunity to closely examine the Ford Mondeo's newest and most dangerous rival. Speaking of Fords, you won't want to miss the new Fiesta, nor the Focus RS. Look out for the super environmentally friendly Econetic version of the Fiesta, which is making its world debut at the show. The only green thing about the Focus RS, however, is the paint job. It is, after all, a 300 horsepower monster, masquerading as a hot hatch. And if it's hot hatches you fancy, the Renault stand is worth checking out. Alongside the Laguna Coupe and the new Koleos 4x4 is the Mégane R26R, a stripped-out circuit racer for the road, complete with a roll cage, carbon bonnet and plastic windows. Hot in a different sense is the Alfa Romeo stand, and we're not just talking about the new Mito Supermini. Obviously there's the 8C supercar as well. On show as both coupe and convertible, it is a beautiful sight to behold. On the subject of supercars, perhaps you're more interested in homegrown talent. Morgan and Fabio are both in attendance and showing some exciting new machinery. But of course the really big news is from Lotus, which has taken the wraps off its exciting new mid-engined Evora 2+2, its first all-new car in over a decade. Right next to this, you'll see something even more inventive, the Lightning GT. Another British sports car, the shock is it uses electric motors and batteries to generate 700 bhp. A far cry from the other electric vehicles, of which there are many at XL. It is also arguably the best looking car in the entire show. That's not something you can say about the IFR Aspid. But this high-tech sports car is also worth a look before you move into the supercar pavilion proper and start drooling all over the Ferraris. Other in-hall highlights include Nissan, which is demoing Gran Turismo 5 Prologue alongside the all-powerful GTR. Peugeot, showing the amazing 308 RCZ concept. Corvette, with its supercar-slaying ZR1. And Chevrolet, which has brought along the new Camaro. But that's far from all the British International Motor Show has to offer. Head outside and you'll be greeted by the sound of squealing tyres and squealing children. Here you can take in the kids' car zone and Honda's stunt-packed Dreamscape experience. There's a drift masterclass from Westfield, or you can set your own zoom zoom challenge time around Mazda's special track. Enjoy an off-road experience with Land Rover, take a car for a test drive, or simply relax on an enormous luxury yacht. Now that is the life. Still not entirely worn out? Then hang on until evening and rock out at one of the Motor Show Music Festival concerts. You'll be amazed at the list of big names. You can find further details, as well as information about ticket prices, opening times, and everything else that's happening at the show by logging on to the MSN Cars website, msn.co.uk/cars. The British International Motor Show is on until the 3rd of August, and open until 9 p.m. most nights. There is even a special discounted rate for anybody attending after 5. But if you really can't make it, don't worry. At MSN Cars, you'll find full reports on everything that's going on at the show, alongside top 10 roundups, blogs from the show floor, and masses of video experiences and photographs. Remember, msn.co.uk/cars. Enjoy!